Well, hello again, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are streaming stories about the new economy and how people are going to work and leading their organizations through change during these times. Again, if you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, there's many ways to connect with us. You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, that's my favorite, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. And that's a pretty good long list, and we'll continue to grow that list. Our next guest is Tom Greenlee, Growth and Development Director of Northwestern Mutual. Welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. So we're going to talk about networking during COVID, correct? Both virtually and in person.
Yes.
Well, this is something we're all doing, so let's get into it. Tell us.
All right. So I'll give you my quick background. I've been with the Northwestern Mutual now for 38 years. My father worked there for 64 years, and I come from a pretty big insurance investment background. My grandfather, Dean Davis, was governor of Vermont, but before that, he was also president of National Life Insurance Company in Montpelier. And my other grandfather worked for Northwestern Mutual until he was 91. So it's been in my blood all these years. I grew up in Framingham, went to UMass Amherst, English major, rock drummer. My claim to fame is I got to meet Ringo a couple years ago, flying out to Las Vegas, and still performing to this day with my brother. But my business love is selling insurance and investments. I'm also the growth development director for Northwestern Mutual out of the Wellesley office. And what my role is to bring new people into the business, but I'm still very much involved in selling insurance and investments and what a change in the way I've been doing business over all these years. I have to say I've probably logged over a million miles in my cars since 1982, but about a year ago I decided I just wasn't enjoying all the driving anymore. It just got to be too much. I'm now 60, and I just wanted to have a different lifestyle, and so I started doing things more virtually, and Northwestern Mutual, they have been changing their business model to more virtual as well, and so when the COVID pandemic hit in March, it was an abrupt end to meeting with clients on a face-to-face basis, but going virtual and Zoom meetings and go-to meetings, at first, for a guy doing things the way I've been doing them for 38 years was a little bit difficult, but then I slowly got into it, and I found that all my networking meetings through Chambers and BNI, they all were doing Zoom. And so I had to learn very quickly not to touch my face, not to leave the camera, not to be drinking or eating while I'm in a meeting. So those were the adjustments, but my business is still cooking right along. Haven't missed a beat.
You know, sorry, not the networking part, but you know, that the family, three generations, almost unheard of unless you own the business in the United States. What is it about your family that has led you down that very straight path without veering off it? Do you think there's a characteristic within your family that you pass through?
Yeah, I think it's the love of people. And I think what has given me such joy in the business isn't just the sale of a product or an investment. It's really getting to know people on a deeper level. And that, I think for a Greenlee, that's what we're all about. We just love helping people out. And with the products I'm selling, that's the end result of a much deeper personal experience with my clients. And that's, I think, honestly, that's what's kept me in the business for all these years. And, you know, my father sold insurance until he was 86. He just loved his clients and they loved him. When he retired, he had 7,000 clients. I've got almost 3,200. I know these people very, very well, and there's a real trust that goes into this. And I would say that's what's kept me true to staying in this business for as long as I have.
Well, I'm wondering if it was a somewhat of a family business within or an entrepreneurship. Was a lot of your dad's book of business passed on to you?
Of that 7,000, when he retired, I took 500 of his best clients. You have to remember that many of these individuals were in their late 80s and they were dying off. And I'm not being funny when I say that. There was a lot of service work. So working with the Wellesley Bob Freeling Agency, we were able to work with these people as things happened and to give them really good service. Because as you know, there's no way that one individual could work with 7,000 clients. It just couldn't happen.
Right. So when you're networking virtually, are you finding that you're holding even in terms of, you know, business generation, or has it changed a little bit? And how are the efficiencies working? And even a third question, it's able to pop in my head. Do you address how you interact with them differently now than before? Maybe we'll start with that last question.
Yeah, well, one example is when I'm doing the Zoom meetings for, let's say, chamber networking, it is so much better this way virtually than having to drive to, let's say, Newton, and you're in a room with 30 people and you can only talk to maybe four or five, grab a couple business cards, and then you're on your way. With this, as you can see my name. You can see the people on the screen. You've got 30 to 40 people right there. And talk about efficiency. After the meeting is over, I've written down probably 20 people I want to introduce myself to in my services and get to know them better. What better way? And there's already synergy already there because they've seen you for the last hour. Your face, your name, you get a chance for telling your story about your business and so on. And I think people size you up pretty quickly. And so when I call them, it's very easy. They already know me. And so then we go into, a deeper discussion. But I love the fact you've got 30 people on a screen and you memorize their names and you write their names down and then you give them a call. I think this is one reason why Northwestern Mutual, by the way, has had a banner year so far. Because the financial representatives are so much more efficient in dealing with their clients. We're not driving all over, Hell's Creation. We're sitting down, and instead of maybe seeing 3 to 5 people in a day, we can talk to 10 to 15. What an efficient way to do business.
Wow. We've been speaking with Tom Greeley, third generation, we'll say, growth and development director at Northwestern Mutual, a high quality company with a great brand reputation. And I think that probably has helped as well. Tom, if someone were looking to connect with you, it looks like you're very good at doing that on your own. How would they do that?
Part of the simple way is just to go on my website, or they can call me, or they can email me at tom.greeley@nm.com.
Great. Hey, Tom, thanks for connecting with us on Radio Entrepreneurs today. We look forward to you connecting on all our social sites. And good luck to you this year, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and stay well. Thank you very much. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I can be found through Radio Entrepreneurs or through our company website at MAGE, M-A-G-E. My name is Jay Davis at MAGEUSA.com. Keep sending your friends and entrepreneurs. Tom, send your friends. We'd be glad to interview them. Thank you very much. And remind everyone again, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.